Welcome, everyone, to Chat in the Dark with your host, Mint. On today's episode, I will be having my friend from New Zealand be our guest. We already started off our call with a shot. So, welcome, Princess.
Oh. Hello, hello.
How are you feeling? A little warm?
It's a good change. Today is freezing.
Dude, I felt so cold in my room. Like, not even, like, 10 seconds ago, because I just turned up the temperature from 71 to 75. You don't know Fahrenheit. Never mind.
No, I don't. That sounds like a little bit to me, so I'm just like, oh, okay.
Okay, so, like, room temperature is, like, roughly between 72 and 75.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, it was way too cold in my room compared to the hallway.
I mean, that's literally me. I have my feet covered with a blanket. And I have another blanket, over my lap. Because I'm cold. It's freezing here. I mean, we're going into winter. So.
Oh, well. Oh, because you're part of... Wait, hold on.
Southern hemisphere, because, yeah, baby. Yeah.
I was like, that. It's only different because of the hemisphere, right? Not like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
For people that haven't realized, she's from New Zealand.
Yes. We love it here. Kind of.
So she's day drinking right now.
It's almost four, so it's almost a suitable time to drink.
No, it's always acceptable. It's always an acceptable time to drink. If you're drinking in the AM, it's just because it's brunch. It doesn't matter if you're eating or not. It's brunch.
It's brunch. Okay. bit. I can
run with it. So for our topic today, we're talking about sibling disparity. How we're treated differently based off of our age, our gender, or like where you were born in order with your siblings. I guess. I don't know how else to word that. What are some like major differences that you see with how you're treated versus your siblings?
Okay, so like I'm not the oldest, but I'm a middle child as well as the oldest. So I've got a few siblings that are older than me. So I've got my older brother, who is like, fuck, how old is he? He's turning 21, I think. So he's turning 21. I've got my older stepsister, who's just turned 22.
Dude, I totally forgot that you were that much younger than me. I was like, wait, your older brother is younger than me? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. He's 21. She's 22. I'm 20. I've got the 15-year-old who's almost 16, and then the 14-year-old that's always 15, and then I've got one that's like 11 and 9, I think. But okay. It's messed up. It's totally messed up because I'm the oldest at my mum's, and one of the middle children's at my father's. Okay. I don't know how to put that nicely.
We love complex families, man.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the way of the 21st century.
Truly. I feel like they're just going to keep getting more and more complicated, though.
Oh. It's terrible. I don't know. It's like, how do you even explain the difference? Like, I'm treated like the oldest here, and then, well, I am the oldest here.
Mm. Well, that's why. You still have to play the role of the oldest sibling in certain circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can't just drop that persona when you go back to all the rest of the siblings around.
Yeah.
It gets quite, like, you feel the tension. You feel the tension.
Do you feel like, from your parents, you're viewed as the middle child or the older child?
So, I wouldn't really know from, like, the father's side. Only because I'm not that close with them anymore. Like, I used to live with them, but now I'm back.
Yeah.
But, like, with my mom, I'm the oldest. I mean, the brother comes back, but I'm the oldest. I'm, the boss.
Wait, okay, so you and your brother have the same father?
No.
Or no?
Same mom.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's... I know, that's where it gets complicated. Same mom, but, I don't know, he was around, but he's not around now. So
does he spend most of his time with his father?
So,
or just like by himself because he's old enough.
He's old enough now, so he's got like his own little family.
Oh,
because he's got his
wait, partner. I knew this.
Yeah, he's got three kids now. But like even then, he didn't really hold up as much responsibility as I had to growing up. Like it always seemed to pull it back on me.
Do you think it's because you were the girl, and you aren't that far in like hell age?
Yeah. Hell yeah! It was like he was off doing his sports while I was here. I was here, doing, so I've always been here. Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I did my own thing, but only for a little bit. Because I knew where, like, I had to come back to. I had my responsibilities.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Do you think any of your younger siblings have, like, any, like, speck of responsibilities that you have? Like, does your next oldest sibling ever have to take it? Oh, okay.
Hell no. I mean, I guess that's on growing up with a mixed family. Mm. Like, I was the oldest here, and I was one of the oldest there at the father's, but at the same time, I was a middle child.
Yeah.
So even then, a lot of responsibility fell back on us, like me and the stepsister. We're always looking after the four younger ones, and we had to clean the house and do all the chores and, you know, make sure everybody had pants on before we left the house, you know, shit like that.
Do you think there was, like, added responsibility on you because you have such a big family?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I guess that's with every family, like, every big family, I guess. I mean, as soon as you get past that three kid, you know, that kind of quota, quota. Of like three kids, yeah, you are responsible for all your siblings. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, so, you could be in the middle of, like, a game, and your responsibility is to your siblings who are running away, even though they're supposed to be here.
No. Bro, that's insane.
You don't have that type of thing for you?
Well, I'm the younger sibling, and I only have one brother.
Oh.
But, like, at the same time, my parents, they both worked full-time, and, like, my dad traveled when I was younger. Well, I guess he was also younger. But, and then my mom would work, like, a basic 9-to-5 job, but she, like, worked, like, an hour and a half away. So she'd come back at, like, 7 p.m. But my grandparents were here when I was growing up. So, like, my grandparents raised me, essentially, before they went back to India and stopped coming to America. So they were like, there's no point in the green card. I'm done. I'm done with America. I'll stay here.
I'm done.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, affect your relationship with your brother or no?
So, I actually just had this conversation kind of recently with my parents about, like, why they even bothered having a second child. Because it was very much a choice for them. Like, they wanted the second child. And I was like, why? You could have stopped that one. And they were like, because we both had siblings and we wanted you to have company and, like, have someone to talk to. And I'm like, you realize that we don't talk to each other, right?
Really?
Only when we're, like, forced in situations where he's driving me somewhere, especially, like, when I didn't have my license before I was 17. or, like, when he's picking me up from campus. Those are the only times we'd really talk, or, like, when we needed something from each other.
Mm.
Like, even on birthdays, we send a text to each other.
Wow. I don't know, maybe that's, like, the upside of having a big family. Like, we're not close, but we're close.
I think for me, it was mainly because, okay, so I actually did some research on this, but, like, I read somewhere that parents tend to treat you differently depending on your personality, right? That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that makes so much sense.
My brother is, like, more of a tame-ish person. Like, he'll listen just to get through things. But I'm, like, more rebellious. And I think it comes with the fact that I am a girl. And, like, I see my parents being sexist all the time. And I just call them out on it. I think they don't like the fact that I call them out on it. And
we love,
like,
being
also
the aggressive ones.
Yeah. But, like, also I feel like that comes with being the younger sister rather than an older sister, because my parents try to do the same things with me that they did with my brother, and they expect me to respond the same way that my brother did, and then they get frustrated when I don't. Like,
oh girl, I feel that. I feel that.
I'm not a scientist. Like, I didn't do any of my own research, whatever. Like, these are just things that I notice. And, like, I read this and, like, this makes perfect sense for, like, my experience.
No, it definitely does. I mean, if you were to break us all down, like, all me and my siblings down, I am definitely, like, I say it all the time. I'm the bitch. I'm the one that's always put up as the aggressive one or
but do you think
one that's that, just.
Oh. Do you think that's, like, a persona that you were forced to build just so that people wouldn't, like, take advantage of you?
Oh, definitely. That's like
or, like, even to protect trauma. Your siblings.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma. I mean, that's one, you know. I mean, fuck yeah. That's definitely it.
Yeah.
It's like, you had to do this to be able to get through something else.
Yeah.
And that's just the situation you're left with. I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Just lie down and let it go?
Like, it's okay,
no,
though.
Hell no.
It's okay. We like this. We like this version of you. I feel like every group of people, whether it's siblings, friends, whatever, has to have that person.
You're welcome. I mean, 9 times out of 10, that person will be the one that is like, they're there, but like they're not around too much unless you really need them. I mean, I fall off the earth all the time. I mean, you know this. I will.
Yeah, you do. Know,
one day I'll be on my phone all day, and then the next. Nothing. I won't reply to Snapchats, Discord, messages, texts, nothing.
Sometimes you just want to put up a front so you don't even bother, like, trying to talk to people who you feel like you might have to put up a front for. Whether you realize what you're doing is fronting or not. Like, masking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I do that too. Like, sometimes I just disconnect. Not for that long, but sometimes I feel like it's been a long time because I haven't talked to anyone in a minute. It'll be like a day or two where I just like don't respond to anyone. It's been happening more because of the pandemic.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's different. Like I'm pretty sure I talk more on like social media than that than I did to people who I saw every day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because the ones that I saw every day, I didn't have a choice in that. Whereas
that's
now
true.
It's just like
that's
even
true.
Though we don't have to deal with what you guys have to deal with for COVID.
Yeah.
It's still a choice. I choose not to put myself in that position anymore.
Just for anyone, if you weren't aware, New Zealand was probably one of the first countries that actually dealt with the pandemic properly.
No, I shouldn't do that. Karma will bite me in the ass.
This is a little bit off topic, but I was looking up articles and stuff, and I found that there is a whole, Western themed town for sale in New Zealand for like $7 million. Like the town.
Is there?
Yeah.
Do we have a name for it?
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, I need to look this up. I have no idea what that is, but like that's cool.
I just scrolled past and I was like
an island. Like a whole island.
Oh yeah,
island.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think the island's like probably about as big as my town is.
Mhm.
And you can rent it. It's just like, it's cool. It's got like hidden caves and rock pools and actual like springs. It looks so cool.
We should totally do that.
We should. You guys can come to New Zealand.
I want to.
Yay!
That'd be so much nicer than here.
I mean, you can walk around barefoot.
That's true. Actually, we do that in India, even though probably it's not safe to be doing that in India.
I don't know.
All
I hear
love.
Some travel
all
stories,
love.
And it's like so good. The travel stories there that I've heard, like, they're so good.
For India?
Just,
or for the islands?
For India.
Oh.
Like, my cousin's ex-boyfriend, his parents went. And they're just like, you know, it's a bit of a culture shock, but like they're white people. Everything's a culture shock.
Everything,
for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the stories that they come back with, it's just like, yo, that's so cool. But part of me is still like, ding, ding, ding. I'm really scared to go there.
It's okay. It's
what
okay.
If something happens?
Just go when I'm there.
Bet. Sounds good. We're
you
doing
get
a
free
trip
lodging
in
and everything.
Bro,
although
so much saving
Yeah.
So much.
I mean, India, I don't think India is that expensive to start with, but I also don't know how to speak any of the Indian languages. So.
Same. Me too. We can struggle together.
Fair. Most places do speak English, though.
Mm.
Or at least they'll have someone that's capable of speaking English. Like restaurants. Maybe not like street food and stuff, but.
It's okay. I'm restaurants, not allergic hotels. To anything. We can just try everything. You can true. Tell me what to stay away from and what to go towards.
Here's the thing. I love street food, like the foods that they sell on the street. I love eating them in America, but my parents never let me eat them when I go to India because like their water quality is really bad compared to here. So like my immune system would be like, you're going to spend the next few hours in the bathroom if you eat that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring your own bottled water bit.
So like restaurants are fine, but this like street food is not.
But I've always wanted to try it. Like I
know.
I've always had this idea of going to different countries and trying the street food.
Well, here's
the thing. You could
commit a day to eating street food, and then the next day just don't make any plans.
And then commit the next day to the toilet.
Yeah. Exactly. But there are some restaurants that will sell like typical street food. So you can still eat the street food that isn't actually street food.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For the most part, though, anything that's heated should be fine. I'm sure, thinking of like the colder foods that I like.
Ooh.
Like there's a whole like cuisine, I guess, of Indian food called chaats, and they're basically just like a bunch of different things thrown into a bowl, like a different base with like the same toppings essentially, or like why are we talking about Indian food? Okay.
And because we like food.
That is true, we do like food. Ooh. But yeah, I like them. I make them here, some of them, not all of them. They're good, but they're meant to be eaten cold, which is like a little iffy. Okay, anyway, back to our conversation about siblings. Do you feel a difference in your relationship with your stepsisters compared to your biological sister? Stepsister singular, biological sisters plural. Okay,
so maybe I should clarify that. So I have the older stepsister, the 15-year-old and 14-year-old are both my full. And then I have the stepsister again after the 14-year-old. And then the younger one who I share a father with.
Okay.
It's, yeah. Again, mixed family. We love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I used to. Back when,
when you stayed with them?
Yeah, I guess so. But like now, it's good. I mean, back then, me and the older stepsister we were having to compete. She was 2 years older, and we had to compete for stuff. And I felt really well. At times, I felt sorry for her because she hardly saw her dad.
Yeah,
growing up, so she did have to look towards my father. Bad example, but you know,
it's what she had to look for him. She had limited options.
Yeah, she did, and I felt really sorry for her.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd go back and I'd see my other parent, you know, go see my mom. She wouldn't get to see her father. I'd be able to see my other siblings every weekend. And she had two siblings that one of them she hadn't even met because her father wasn't around.
And
then we were competing at school. Like, I don't want to be, like, tooting my own horn, but, like, I was a smart kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't struggle too much with tests and grades.
Yeah.
Where she really had to work for what she got. And then it came to sports. She wanted to be a cheerleader, okay? I did not want to do any of that. That wasn't my thing. I'd rather go out, get sweaty, do sports. Or other sports. Cheerleading's a sport, okay? But, like, she got into cheerleading. She did the first year by herself, and the second year come around, and I was forced to do cheerleading as well. So when we went into it, we were both having to cheer. And I felt sorry for her because that was her thing. Like, we already both had played netball. Well, netball was really the only sport that I was allowed to play, apart from cheerleading.
Wait, why?
Because the father had it in his head that I'd get hurt and everything else. And I was a decent player back then. I think I got to play volleyball once for the school, and then I got pulled from it because it was too aggressive because they were mixed grades, so we had guys in there too.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't even that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Compared to other sports, like, at least volleyball isn't a contact sport.
Exactly.
Like, you're not trying to be, like, tackling each other and shit.
Exactly. I mean, I had asked to play touch and rugby before that while I was at college. I got told no, but, you know, I tried.
You're like, I tried everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to be allowed to try everything.
Yeah. I mean, at times they'd call me a tomboy, and I'm like, I'm not a tomboy. Like, I like girl stuff. I just like playing, you know, contact sports. I was an angry
type of misogyny, man.
Yeah.
Like, even the term tomboy is a misogynistic term.
But it's
from my understanding of it, at least.
It's like, how is this a tomboy type of thing? I mean, there are people that, you know, would be like, oh, yeah, I'm a tomboy.
I think it stems from, like, they don't want to be overshadowed. They don't want to be overshadowed in things that are typically deemed from boys by a girl. So they're like, you're not a full girl. You're a tomboy. You're a girl that acts like a boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah, when it comes to her, I felt some type of way because we were always having to compete for my stepmom and father's attention.
Do you think that's more of a difference between, like, your ages or the fact that she wasn't biologically related to you? I feel like that had more to do with, like, age.
I mean, it did, because, like, there's only a 2-year difference between us.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure your relationship with this stepsister and the youngest stepsister is
way totally different. Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. I mean, they were babies when I first met them. So for them, they were my sisters. I mean,
When did you meet the older stepsister?
Do you want the complicated version or the simple version?
We have time.
Okay, so my stepsister is my cousin's daughter. So she is related through my mum's side.
Oh, okay.
So technically she is my niece. Yeah, she's my niece. My mum's cousin's son ended up with my stepmom. I met her when I was 3. She was just turned 5. And we used to live next to each other before our parents were together. And so,
random question. I don't think that's anything related to your actual story, but which parent is the Maori parent?
Okay, so predominantly it's my mom. Oh. They both have Maori in them.
Oh.
But it's mainly my mom.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that because we always call you half white and half Maori. So I just assumed one was and one wasn't.
Yeah, so my mom is, she likes to be called a full Māori, but she has a little bit of Irish and Scottish in her, I think. I know it's a clash, but yep, white. And then the father is predominantly English. He's got a little bit of Māori in him, and, like, you walk around the street and you think that he's Māori because he tans real easily in the summer, but gets the winter and he is the whitest man I know.
That's actually kind of surprising for someone who's British.
Yeah. Yeah.
The small percentages is doing something.
Yeah. Well, his dad is like really dark, like really dark.
Oh,
yeah, it's weird. Like he's quite light, but he looks like his father.
At least he can tan and not burn.
Yeah. I don't know. He still burns sometimes. And we know that's why I burn.
I burn sometimes too. But only on my nose.
Oh, it's terrible because of like the ozone here. We've got like a tear in the ozone here. So we burn. So when we burn. Even in like the overcast. Gee.
Bro, I don't even like spending time outdoors.
But when you're at a beach and it's overcast, it's just like, yeah, we don't need sunscreen. Lies.
It's always a lie. Always put your sunscreen on. It doesn't matter what shade your skin is. Put some sunscreen on.
Yeah. Put it on, guys. Put it on.
Even if you don't burn, you can still get skin cancer. Put some sunblock on, please.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I need another drink.
Ooh. Oh, you're done already?
Yeah. Damn. I've just been sipping on it while we've been talking.
What kind of wine are you drinking? Okay.
So it's like a rosé. But this rosé is really gross. So I'm like putting like half of like a cup of wine and then topping it with lemonade.
That's so sad.
It's terrible.
You should spike it. One.
I brought this $8 wine the other day. Oh, like 2 weeks ago now. And bro, that tasted so good. It was like fruity and it was light and it was amazing. I thought this one was going to be the same, but I guess not. It's from Australia.
You have to go back and get the same one. That's why it's bad.
It's from Australia. That's why it's bad. They only know how to make beer and even that's disgusting.
I would not know.
It's gross. I'm down for Australian, like, some Australian men, man, because, like, they can get it. But alcohol? No. Yuck.
So is there, like, New Zealand alcohol that you drink, or is it, like, imported?
I think we import everything. I haven't come across.
I think that is, like, island culture, I guess. And not really culture, but, like, there's only so much you can make on the small space of land.
I don't think I'd trust any of the New Zealand alcohol anyway. Oh, I think we make Cody's. It's like a bourbon and cola, but, like, that's disgusting.
Bourbon and cola?
Yeah. Cody's, bourbon. Yeah, bourbon and cola.
But, huh. I always thought that bourbon was called bourbon because it was made in America, like in Kentucky.
I'm not sure where it's made.
Is it like a mixed thing?
Yeah, it's a RTD.
Okay, so maybe they import the bourbon from America and then mix it and
they
sell it again.
They could import better bourbon though, because it's so bad. It's so bad. No. There's that Cody's and Mavericks. Ugh, it tastes like you're drinking cough syrup.
Oh,
like it's good if you're 16 and you don't have any, you know, have anybody to go and get you alcohol and you get offered that, but that's about it.
We do not support underage drinking.
We do not support underage drink. Okay, age of being able to drink here is like 14 and up. Okay.
Wait, really?
Okay, so you're allowed. We don't have a drinking age here. We only have age of purchase. So from the age of 8.
So okay,
eight
as long as you didn't buy it. As long as you didn't buy it, you won't get in trouble for drinking it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's fine. Like, we can provide it so long as there's no purchase.
Damn.
It's so weird. But yeah, from the age of 8 years old, I think, as long as you have parent permission from 8 to 16, from 8 to 16, you are allowed to drink with parent permission.
Okay. So there's still parental consent.
Yeah.
Technically.
From 16 up, you're good. You just can't buy it. And then from 18, you're good to go.
Damn. We can't even drive a car until in some states are different, but in my state, you don't get a license until you're 17.
I mean, and we have three stages for that.
We do too.
Like we can drink before we can drive.
Oh,
how backwards is that?
Yeah, that makes sense if you're technically allowed to drink at the age of 8. But
yeah, I don't know.
Oh
like,
my god!
I think I had my first taste of alcohol at like 13, and then got drunk for the first time when I was 14, 15. That put me off alcohol.
I was
that
18.
Put me off alcohol for a while. And then I was not 16 came around. The brother had a party, and I was there. It was great. I had a babysitter.
Speaking of your brother, this might be a little... Meh. Your parents were supportive of him when he had babies?
I think they were backed into a corner. It was just like, do we go off at him and tell him that he's an idiot for having children so young, or do we support him?
How old was he when he had the first one?
So, he's 20, 21 now. He's 19?
He had three babies in 2 years?
Three babies in 3 years, yeah. So, he's turning 21. His baby girl's just gone 2 years old.
Wow. March. Oh, no, okay. Baby number one was born when he was 19.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Baby number one was born when he was 19, and he had already moved to Auckland with his partner now.
Okay.
And I mean, I love her. She's great. She's really great.
That's good.
She's great.
At least you have a good, I'm assuming they're not married, but I'm just going to say sister-in-law, because she's always going to be involved in his life because they have babies together.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, she's great. I remember the first time he brought her home, I was at a friend's, right? And the friends that I was at, he had just finished dating her. So they were broken up like maybe 3 weeks beforehand. And he started dating Angel, which is the sister-in-law's name.
Aww.
And he brought her home. He brought her home to introduce him to Mum. And Mum calls me, she's just like, okay, are you coming home today? And I was just like, yep, that's all good, we're going to have to walk back. Because none of us had our license, right?
Yeah.
And all I heard was his voice in the background. I was just like, yo, you're back home, how long are you home for? And he's just like, yeah, I'm back for a bit. Where are you? I'll come and pick you up. And I was just like, oh, he must have, like, our auntie's car. And I was just like, okay, cool, I'm at Jade's, which is one of my friends. The one that he was dating. And he goes, bet, I'll come pick you guys up.
Oh.
He pulled up in his girlfriend's car, in Angel's car.
Was she there too?
No, she was still at home with my mum.
Okay.
And he pulled up and I was just like, whose car is this? And he's just like, oh, my girlfriend's. I've brought her home to talk to mum. And I was just like, you really think this is a good idea to bring her home to talk to mum and come and pick up your sister, your sister's friend, and your ex-girlfriend? Because he was bringing us all back because we had to plan for our party that was going to be the next weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We walked in, and it was so awkward because the ex-girlfriend of his, Jade, she was really close with my mum as well.
Oh.
But she didn't know how to say hello to the friend, to the girlfriend now. The
girlfriend,
which is
Angel. Yeah.
And I felt so sorry for her because Jade was really heartbroken that they broke up. I mean, I expected it. My brother was a player. And I warned her about that.
He's been cuffed for a minute now.
For now. Because he's got kids. No, I'm sorry. I love him. I do. And she's a good lady.
Okay,
so,
but here's the thing, though. He kept having kids with her.
Yeah.
So... there's something more here than just the kids.
So we had no faith in him. We're just like, if she's knocked up, how long is it gonna take for him to come home and be like, nah, I'm all good, I don't want kids anymore, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. And he tried it. He really tried it with my mom, and my mom's just like, no, you've got kids now, you've got responsibilities, you've got to stick it out.
Yeah.
And he did. He's doing well. Three babies. They're still together. He's still holding down a job, though he's in a moon boot. But it's fine.
What is a moon boot?
Oh, it's like a cast almost. It's like a cast that you can actually move around in for his foot. Yeah. I don't know what happened. He did his ankle or something at work. Yeah.
Ow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Not the mooncast part. Not the mooncast part.
Just him sticking around. It's just like, yeah, go you.
Do you think your parents would have treated you differently if you were the one that got pregnant?
Oh, definitely. My mom would have cried. Oh. My mom would have cried. I mean, I'm not that close with the father anymore, but he
I imagine that interaction would not have been great.
No. So, like, I have this thing with my sisters, and they're just like, if you got pregnant, would you let him in baby's life? And I was just like, yeah, definitely. Because he's good now. He's got grandchildren of his own, because his stepsisters just had a baby. And he is. He's good with them. He's good with every other kid but his own.
Okay. grandparent or people treat their grandkids differently than they treat their actual kids.
Yeah.
So,
my auntie and uncles like to remind me of that whenever I see my grandmother. They're just like, if I had done that when I was younger, and I kind of look at them and I'm just like, yeah, but I'm their favorite grandchild.
Mm. I love the grandmother card.
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother, I'm your favorite.
She admitted it. She goes, I walk into the house and she's like, there's my favorite.
I don't think I'm the favorite anymore on my mom's side because because my cousin had a kid.
And now
they're gonna go through the whole like baby phase again.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're super excited.
Dude, I was 16. My nan was trying to tell me that it's okay to have a boyfriend and to have a baby because I've got a good shoulder. I've got a good head on my shoulders.
Oh my
God. And I was just like, wow, really?
Oh, so basically, even if your parents were like, I'm not helping, your grandparents would have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They love their great grandchildren. I think they're like five now. They've got five great grandchildren now.
They really wanted you to have a teen pregnancy.
Yeah, well, my grandmother still wants me to have a baby. But her thing now
at least it won't be a teen
you don't parent. Need to have a boyfriend to have a baby. You can just go out and have fun. It's okay, Moko.
You made her wait too long.
Yeah. Like, she's still hammering on about that. And I'm like, you've got five other great grandchildren. You're greedy. You are greedy.
That's true. Let them grow up a little before you have kids.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, she's bound to have a whole herd of great grandchildren before she dies anyway. Yeah. Like, she's still got 30, maybe 40 years left in her. And she's got 32 grandchildren, so she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Damn. How many kids do you think your brother's gonna stop at?
his partner now has the Jadel in her arm, which is like the rod.
Okay.
As a contraception, because he doesn't like condoms. She doesn't want an IUD. She forgets to take pills, and she doesn't want the needle. It's just like, well, unless you're using some sort of contraceptive.
Yeah. He should just get his, like, get a vasectomy.
He wants more.
He wants more.
He wants more. And she turned around and told him, well, unless you can carry these babies, you're not getting any more. I mean, they've got three under fives.
That's true. And they're only like 20, 21. Like, they have time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they can wait for these ones to grow up a little bit so they could be the second parents like you were. That's a lot of kids to take care of.
It really is.
Like, I don't even think I could.
A lot with my siblings. Shit.
I don't even think I could, like, manage taking care of one kid.
I don't even know if I'd want three kids. Like, that's a whole lot.
You already had three kids. Your siblings. I
mean, me. Oh, well, yeah. But, like, that's different. I mean, I had the two younger ones.
That's, like, only a fraction of the responsibilities that you would have as a parent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a sibling. I was just like, are they okay? Are their well-being okay? Is their well-being okay? As a parent, I know I'm going to be so worried. I'll be like, are they breathing? Do they have brain damage? They haven't cried. Do they like me? Do I like you?
Do I like you?
Do your siblings like you? Did your siblings slap you? Or did you scratch yourself? Huh? You know, 101 things running through my mind.
Yeah. Damn. Mm. Yeah, I don't want kids. I stand by that.
I want kids. I just want them in the future.
Like, I don't know. I don't. Okay. I am pro-choice, right? But I don't know if I would ever be able to go through with an abortion.
Exactly.
But again, I am
pro-choice as well. But it, like, I'm different
on
with you. It
depends on the circumstance in which I am pregnant.
Mm.
Like, I feel like if I were to get pregnant right now, I would feel like I don't have any choice but to get an abortion because I'm not in the right place mentally, financially, whatever, to have a child.
Mm. But, like, you take those precautions to prevent that, right?
I do. Like, I use condoms. I'm on birth control. And also, I do have PCOS, which is, like, a hormonal imbalance in women. So I am less likely to get pregnant already with just that.
Yeah. But see, you take those precautions. So if you were to go and do that, I mean, I wouldn't judge you to begin with, but even then I'd be way more understanding as to why you would go through with an abortion.
Because it's very obvious that I didn't want any from the start.
Exactly. And you've taken those steps to stop that.
Yeah.
But like, versus somebody who uses abortion like a contraceptive.
That's
like
not-
that's shocking to me. Like, I'm fully pro-choice.
Honestly,
but
I don't know if anyone can actually, like, follow through with getting multiple abortions like that, because that's harmful for your body.
Definitely. That's definitely, I don't know.
Abortions, like.
I mean, I've got a cousin who's just had two babies, broke up with her baby daddy, and then got pregnant again to the same baby daddy, and she wanted an abortion. And, like, she didn't come out and tell me. I was hanging out at her place, and one of her oldest comes up to me and she's wanting me to draw with her the papers from the Planned Parenthood. And I was just like, oh, whoa. And she saw me with the papers. She goes, oh, you weren't supposed to see that. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm not going to judge you for that, but what's up? And she told me, you know, she came out with all the excuses of, I'm not ready for another child. I haven't got the space for another child. I've already got two that are under five as well.
That's true.
You know, baby daddy's not around. And I was just like, so are you going through with the abortion? She goes, I think I am. And I was just like, okay, do you? But then I asked her, I was like, did you guys, you know, are you on the pill again? Have you got a contraceptive? Are you using condoms? And all the time she's just turned around and she goes, no. And I was just like, I was shocked, because it's just like, if you really didn't want another baby or didn't want to go through with that, would you not try and stop that?
Prevent, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at the very least, like, if you do hook up with a baby daddy again, plan B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the very least.
Yeah. You know, so I use the Pill Club. I don't know if that's a thing in New Zealand, but it's basically, like, an online, it's a site that you can sign up for.
I think
for
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. You, like, give your insurance information, and they'll just ship you birth control.
Hmm.
And I think it also comes with other stuff if your insurance will cover it, because it is completely free. Depending on your insurance, obviously. Yeah. But I remember my first packet of them came with like 8 Plan B pills.
That's good. I mean, like,
that is really good.
Better than having to fork out like $60.
Exactly. Although, for anyone potentially listening, I have heard that if you go to Costco, they're like $20 instead of the $60 you would pay at like a normal pharmacy.
I mean, this probably won't come out in New Zealand, but like, our Planned Parenthood, like, if you're under 25, everything for pregnancies and that, Planned Parenthood, you get that totally free here. Like, totally free.
So,
contraceptives, condoms, Jadels, IUDs, you get that all for free.
I'm honestly not even sure what Planned Parenthood provides for free here. I'm pretty sure most of it is not free.
It'll be the little condoms in the jar.
Probably.
I don't know if you guys have that, but we have that.
I mean, okay, we had that like in our dorms and stuff too, but they were like crappy quality.
Oh, hell no.
I remember my like freshman year suite mates, they made like a whole like service thing where they just delivered like condoms to people that needed them on the party nights.
Yes.
Like they put their number up there and they were like, yeah, if you need condoms, we'll like we'll ship it to you, or like we'll bring you condoms to your room.
That's cool though. That's cool. I like that.
And they did it completely free. It was just like, oh, tips are always welcome, but this is for free.
See, that's cool. I liked it.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you didn't want them to see your face, you could have just slid them under the door.
Oh, definitely. Just stick your hand out. Be like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, do like a handshake, grab it off them.
Yeah.
Take it back, get your business done.
Yeah. I thought it was really cute.
Hey.
Better than either the night ending or you continuing without a condom.
Exactly. Stay safe, people. Condoms are the best way. Protects you from STDs.
Yep.
Boys, I know you won't want, you know, a chick for STDs.
Although I am hoping if you are aware that you have an STD, you're either making your partner aware that you have an STD or you're just not partaking in sex until you
just
get rid of it.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Even with the condom, there's still a possibility of getting it, but like,
yeah,
don't do it. That totally contradicts what
like
I just
most
said,
STDs
you know I mean?
Are curable with like antibiotics. Like, just go to the doctor.
But the doctor costs money. It is cheaper just to get a pack of condoms or don't do it.
Well, I mean, if you do have an STD, you probably want to go to a doctor.
I mean,
like,
you're right.
Like, they're curable, but they're still bad if you don't cure them.
For real. You're just gonna, you know, stuff up your stuff down there.
Exactly.
No, you'd be looking crazy. Nobody wants any funky smells.
Mm-mm.
Like, bruh. Want me to turn somebody off? Have a funky smell.
Clean your dicks.
Clean them. Clean it.
Clean
the girls, do not clean inside it.
Do not
clean yourself.
Yeah. The vagina is the self-cleaning organ. I was going to say organ.
We love English today. Organism.
It's not an organism, it's an organ. It's the wine. It's not just the wine, but it's the wine.
It's the wine. It's good company. I make her silly.
I miss having wine nights with you, princess.
I know. No, after that last one fell through, I was so sad. I had my wine ready, but like now I'm glad because this wine's gross. But
I'm so no one responded, and then like I forgot about it. I assumed you forgot about it too.
No, no, I knew about it. I waited. I was just like, is Minnie like going over to?
I'm so sorry. No, that got canceled. I didn't even end up there.
Oh my gosh. I was fully gonna message everyone and be like, yo, what are we doing?
Girl, you're in his server. You could have seen.
I know. I saw them. I saw them all on call. Well, some of them.
No, my IRL friends came over.
Ooh.
But they were also gone by one, so I could have definitely messaged you and kept drinking.
What's life with real friends like? Because we're out of COVID, but I hardly see my friends.
No, bro. I haven't seen, like, this full group of girls since, like, way before the pandemic started. It was, like, really nice. two of them only showed up for, like, a half an hour to an hour, but that's besides the point.
Oh, I'm so bad. If we're meeting up, then, like, it's gonna be, like, a whole day thing almost. Because we talk. We talk and we eat and then we talk some more and then we're hungry again. So it's like, go out, get more food. And then it leads into the night and then it's just like, do you want to go out? Yes, yes, I do.
Everyone is just like so busy now.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is in med school, so she's like basically studying 24/7. One of them, so she has a job in New York, like in the city. So she was looking for a new apartment because she has to start working like in the office soon.
Yeah.
Because she's been working from home because she got the job, like her job started during the pandemic. She was setting up her apartment with her parents before coming over. Another one, she's a nurse and she's been working night shifts since like March. So she only works night shifts, which is really whack when we're trying to schedule things.
Yeah.
And then the other one just has a lot of like personal shit. So like, I don't want to like force her to come out or like keep nagging her when she says she's busy.
Mm.
Or, you know.
I mean, I totally feel that. I've got one down south, which is like a fucking plane trope. And then the other one lives around the corner from me. But like, she's always working, always busy with school. So I don't want to like,
yeah,
mess with it. But yeah. I'll message them from time to time and be like, I miss you. And they're like, I miss you too. Or like, I'll get drunk calls, but they're just like, I miss you.
I used to never do drunk calls, but I've been doing them more now. And I kind of, why? Honestly, I think I just got so used to drinking on call.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the pandemic. Like, I've had a lot of online wine nights. Not just with you guys, with like my IRL friends too. Like, way before I met you guys. We would do online drinking nights. And now I just got so used to being on the phone when I'm drinking that, like, when I am drinking in real life with my friends, I feel like I need to call someone.
It just became a force of habit.
It's so bad. I mean, my
siblings used to judge me so bad for that. Like, when we'd have our, like, drunk nights.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, oh, you're drinking with friends you don't even know. And I'm like, I know them very well, thank you.
That's true.
I know that friend will not drink with us, and he won't stick around for very long because it makes, wow. I assume that it makes him a little uncomfortable.
It does. Okay. So our friend, fuck, we should probably use his internet name. I'll censor it.
Pictures.
Our friend, Pat. I'm just going to call him Pat. his full name is like pedestrian or something like that. I don't know.
His Twitch name, go follow his Twitch, is Luna Equinox.
Yes, go follow his Twitch.
I
don't even think he knows we're doing this, but
he's gonna get all these followers.
I hope he's okay with us talking about this, but he's been fairly open about this like since we met him, so I assume so. But he's been living in like a sober living house, and he's been sober for like almost a year, I think now.
Mm. I think
it was a long time when we met him.
I thought it was over a year now.
I think it's over a year.
I thought he hit his 1 year like at the start of the year ish.
I think so. Yeah, that makes sense. And he's been fairly open with his like addiction issues and stuff like that. And we do have drinking nights, and like we do feel bad for him because he does try to join us because he doesn't want to like make us feel guilty or like try to still be included in our group when we're doing things like that. But it obviously does make him feel a little bit uncomfortable when we're all drunk. Mind you, we're not, it's never like been all of us drinking. There's always been a couple of sober people in the call.
Yeah. So it was normally Casey that was like sober.
There was only one time where we were like basically all drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I think like he was always around if we were drinking and we were drinking off call. Like, not off call, but, like, we didn't have our videos on.
Yeah.
Like, then he'd be around, he'd be all good. Because I remember that time, oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing. The time I fell off my bed while we were playing Avalon, that was so embarrassing. Like, I landed so much stuff.
I think he stayed for that because we're also playing games.
Yeah.
We weren't just drinking and talking like we do other times. We were playing games. Oh, now I want to plan another drinking night.
We are certainly doing another drinking night.
I meant like game night because we're drinking right now, but
but game night always involves drinking night.
I know. I still want to get.
Actually, now wait, who?
Skill. I'm trying to use everyone's online names.
Skills. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Anyway, he won't. I can already tell.
He doesn't like drinking.
I mean. What is he drinking? Like beer?
I don't know. He doesn't like being tipsy.
So he doesn't like being in control, like the control freak he is. I mean, I like this.
He's
control
a Leo.
Freak,
I'm
like
a Virgo. I'm supposed to be the control freak.
But he is the control. He likes the control.
No, but he likes being high. So Skills is in Canada, so it is legal there.
I wish people in this country would make it legal here too. But no, they'd rather be able to freaking kill their loved ones.
Sorry,
that's
what?
The story for another time. Okay, you know what? It's here. So we put in there was a referendum for legalizing, well, not legalizing weed, but legalizing weed. Like, there's still going to be strict rules on it. And what's it called when you, like, put your pet down? There's another word for it.
Is that
not euthanasia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we had a referendum for euthanasia and weed. Now, we all thought, surely the weed one will go through. Like, people know the side
of one is not.
What the world? That's my sister.
Hello.
Oh, I lost my place. Oh, no. We had a referendum for euthanasia and weed, and we thought that weed was going to get legalized. Even our prime minister voted yes for weed. You know, there's still going to be strict rules, but we all know the benefits of being high, especially with.
I was scared of that happening in New Jersey, but luckily it passed.
Well, it didn't pass here. They all voted for the euthanasia, and we couldn't get weed. Like, what? The weed could save your loved ones. Like, you wouldn't you wouldn't
it's
have
not even
to do that to
fun.
Them.
There's so many, Wait, so medical marijuana isn't even legal?
I think it is legal now, but recreational weed isn't. But I think to be able to get the medical marijuana, I think it can only be, like, oils in there, and I think you can only do it in the hospitals in Auckland and Wellington.
Get the weed or only, like, partake in the weed in the hospital?
Only partake in the weed under supervision. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's pretty strict here.
Just imagine, like, you having to go to the hospital every time you need a dose of your medication. Bro.
Love hospitals. But, I mean, like, our healthcare here is free. So even though we go to the hospital,
you really said I know our weed rules suck, but at least healthcare is free.
Just put you guys on blast like that.
I can't say anything to that.
So even if that is the go, we don't have to pay for it. You know, free weed. That's good with me. I don't know. I'm not really a weed smoker anyway. I don't know, like a handful.
I know
times.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's just like I used to smoke a lot. I say that like I would smoke like a decent amount of weed. I have a really bad tolerance, so like it didn't take a lot for me to get high. But yeah, I used to smoke a lot a couple years ago. Now I do it like when I'm like chilling by myself at night and I want to go to sleep.
Because
that shit puts me to sleep.
I mean when I get high, you can definitely tell. Like my eyes go really red and they go really slanted and it looks like I'm like haven't really got my eyes open. Even though I can see everything. I can see everything. You know? And the munchies kick in. The munchies kick in so hard with me. Like I love food to begin with, but like if I've got munchies, I've got the munchies.
I like eat through a whole bag of chips and like whatever else is in my sight.
Okay, so I don't know why, but like I can't get past chips. I don't like chips. Like potato chips, I don't like them. Like I'll eat them sometimes if I really have to.
My favorite ones are like the kettle cooked ones because they're a little like crispier. And then like I get the Lay's kettle cooked jalapeno flavor. They're so good.
Yeah, we definitely don't have that flavor here. I don't know. Hey, I like soft foods.
Can we? Wait, would this be weird if we just shipped each other like snacks?
No. We should do that.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
But when we open it, we definitely have to be on call because like there's some stuff from New Zealand that you have to eat them a certain way or you have to cook them a certain way. But I'm down for that.
So, like, a discussion for a different day. We're going to talk about snacks that we can't get.
Yes!
Yeah. And I'll plan it with, like, everyone else in America so we can get you stuff that we want you to try.
Yes!
Like fruit roll-up.
Which one was it that
okay talking about? just as a preface, two of our friends were so our friends Ref and our friend Pat. Using their online names are so weird for me. I'm sorry.
They really are. Like, these are the ones that we don't call by their online names.
We use their IRL names, but since I'm not using my IRL name and Princess is not using her IRL name, I think I want to use everyone's internet names.
Yeah.
Or, like, other names that they choose.
Yeah.
So, Raph, as a joke, kept telling Pet that fruit roll-up and foot by the fruit. Oh, my God. Fruit by the foot are the same thing. And she always called fruit by the foot a fruit roll-up, which I do too. And, like, she wasn't joking about that. Like, she actually does that. But she got Pet really upset because Pet was trying to say that they're two different things, which they are. They're two different products. Fruit by the foot are the ones that stretch out into strips if you unroll it. And then fruit roll-ups, when you unroll it, it becomes a square.
Okay. Okay. I have a confession. I call both of them roll-ups, fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, because they are. They're fruit gummies rolled up. That's what they are.
So the original ones are the square ones. Those are the ones. Those are the original roll-ups, for me at least.
But I think ones, so. I grew up on fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot roll-ups. They still call them roll-ups because they roll up.
Yeah.
But I totally get where Pet was coming from.
He was just saying they're totally two different products. Things. Yeah.
And I've always referred to both of them as roll-ups, though.
Yeah, see, that's what Ref was saying. Like, that was her view, but, like, she was also trying to annoy Pet by saying that...
Of course she was. Fruit
by the foot is not real. And Pet got really annoyed because he didn't realize she was joking.
Oh. I swear, those two, I love them both dearly, but... Man, their friend dynamic... Sometimes it's just like,
it really
how are you
me.
Two friends?
Yeah. They're like best friends within our group online.
They're best friends, but they fight. They fight like freaking divorcees. Holy.
It's like,
I'm not kidding. And like, we're the children stuck in the middle. Like, they start an argument.
You know what's funny, though?
We're the children stuck in the middle.
Pet is the oldest person in our group, and Ref is the youngest. like Ref just turned 18 back in March, and Pet is going to turn 24 in August.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
they drive each other
he's
crazy.
He's like a small town boy, and she's like the city girl.
It's funny. So funny because we know that Ref is just trying to annoy Pet.
Yeah.
We know
I'm not
going
to lie. I thought she was just being arrogant when she was like that in the group chat until she told us.
I was so confused when I saw it. I was just like, what is going on? And then you said what it was and I was just like, oh, that's what it is.
It was really stupid. They've had like more serious arguments too, but
That's a topic for a different day.
I need to change the topic of the title of this episode.
Just call it, put in, I don't know, laying out the basics.
I think I'm gonna title each episode with the guest rather than the topic.
I'm the guest for today, guys.
I'm still working out kinks on this show. Thank you, guys. I'm changing it.
Let's not go on to kinks, even though I know that's not what you mean. Let's just stay on this topic.
Wait, oh my god, that'd be such a great idea. Not for you, but bring
you
Pet
to get
on
Pet
here.
In here. You have to get Pet in here for that one. He will be down.
Oh my god, can you come too?
Yes, always.
Okay. I sometimes don't know how to handle these conversations sometimes. Okay. Yeah. Princess is going to be your unofficial like co-host. She'll be here sometimes. Okay.
You'll see me around. Oh, I don't know. I like talking about those type of things.
Okay. So for the final segment of the day, we're going to take another shot.
Oh, yes. I'm down. Let me pull some.
But I'm calling it this segment the LIT segment. And it's LIT because of the drink, like the overly alcoholic drink. But also it's LIT because it's a late night inspirational tidbit.
We love inspiration. I have no inspiration, but we love it could inspiration.
Be like random like good deed that you saw happen, something you did, something that happened to you, or just something you read about. I did not have anything at the top of my head because I've been kind of isolated this past week, other than like a handful of people. But I did look up some things, and I found out that Jaden Smith, I had already known about his food truck. He had opened a vegan food truck like in 2 or 3 years ago, where he would feed homeless people for free.
See, that's cool. I love seeing stories like that.
Yeah, and he, the article I saw was just him planning on opening up like an actual restaurant for the food truck, and it's like it's more of a pay what you can kind of system.
Yeah.
So if you can pay for more, then you pay for more, and if you can't, then that's fine. You take your food. Eat some food.
You just remind me of what's happening here. So in my, I wouldn't say community, but I think it's a bit more south than where I am.
Yeah.
These people have brought land off the iwis that are around us, which is like our tribes and that. That's just another name for it. And they're building houses and like little shacks and that for homeless people. Like it's a little bit out of town, but like they have like a shuttle service. So you have to bring them back into town if they need anything, just so that they can have a home for them, because the homeless count, I guess what you'd say, like, it's going up like crazy, especially with the whole COVID thing. And the government's trying to find homes for them, but a lot of them don't want, a lot of the homeless here choose to live, like, away from their families, choose to live out of, like, towns and that. Like, so they don't have any rules to abide by. But, like, they're opening up a homeless, well, not a shelter, but homeless shacks in there. It's going to be under supervision and all that, like a so homeless nothing community. Happens. Yeah. So they have a sense of community around them. And they're doing it, I think it's maybe a half an hour drive from me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
America.
There you go. I thought I had, that's I didn't why, have any inspirational things today. That's why we rely on young
celebrities like Jaden Smith.
I'm not going to lie, I do like the Smith family.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's cheers to that and take another shot.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers to helping the homeless.
Oh.
Ugh. Thank you for tuning in to Chat in the Dark. Come chat with me next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.